And together we are back. My name's Brian. Welcome, all of you. It is what? The date is January 21st, 2025, which we are doing a recording this afternoon. And it is about 10 minutes after 2 in the afternoon. And we are recording in Ontario, Canada, just for historic records. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to, again, welcome, Clarity Radio. And we are going to post this broadcast the next day, which is the 22nd of January, 2025. Again, this is for historic records. And we have what is called the Bryson Summary. We are going to provide very important information that will help this country, other countries. In particular, it's going to help our politicians. I've worked so hard to prepare for this broadcast. Normally, I don't work as hard, but I had to do this, and I've got part of the broadcast which is written down, but it's not in paragraphs because, folks, I can't read paragraphs. You know that. I simply can't do it. I could never read a teleprompter. I've got just one line, for example, Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister, leader of the Liberals. Then from that statement, that line, I have to figure out what am I saying. So it's easy for me. So instead of having a paragraph, and we did the last report broadcast in reference to Trump being James Madison, and that was that broadcast was very, very tough for me to do because I had to read a lot of information because we researched the information from textbooks, whatever, from the internet. But I normally don't do this, and I just don't trust a lot of stuff that is reported on the internet. For example, there was one statement that was made that, James Madison, they said that his height was 5'4", but it's not true. He was 5'8". And so, I mean, just it's small, but, you know, the big issues with misinformation starts from the small, all no pun intended. Yeah. And so he says, okay, now he's saying, get on with it. So we're going to do this broadcast. I welcome all politicians of Canada. I welcome everybody. I welcome before I even welcome this, I just want to say to all Canadians, to the world, with Justin Trudeau, our current acting prime minister, but he's doing something. He hasn't stepped down completely. He saved his country. By what he did, by not stepping down completely, he saved this country big time. And those who have the gift of discerning and those who have to pen them, thank you very much for covering my ass and other broadcasts where you check everything that I say, and I ask that you get back to me and text me if I've said anything incorrectly, that you tell me. Now, we've done maybe about 10 broadcasts, and you've never sent a text to me and said, Brian, what you just said in this area, part two or part three of the broadcast, whatever, is incorrect. I've always been correct. So again, with the plan, verify that it's true that in the last 10 broadcasts, I didn't give any misinformation. I may have stuttered. But you know what? You know, I had that problem when I was Einstein. Benjamin Franklin, I think I had a little bit of a problem, but I kind of had that problem as I became a writer and having a newspaper. But in this incarnation, you know, I'm a terrible writer. I'm terrible in English. But yet the Father gave me such an incredible, incredible mind for science. Like, I mean, incredible. And it's kind of funny. And yes, when I came into this incarnation, I did start out playing a violin. That was my first instrument. And I did that when I was Einstein, but I only knew I was Einstein until after my 40s. But when I was younger, I did play the violin. I learned it. I didn't like it. I was glad that school program, it was in public school, it was over, and I went to play the trombone. And that was a very interesting opportunity, too, with me playing the trombone. But the violin, the reason why I quit playing the violin, it reminded me of a bunch of cats fighting in the alley. They were screaming. It just, you know, the time when everybody would practice, just before we would actually play the great song or play it, and we would practice. And I don't know if you sat down and you listened to all the strings practice. It does sound like a bunch of cats screaming. And so that kind of bothered me. I must have had a past life memory with that. And a lot of you don't believe in past lives, but I'm hoping that most of the politicians do, because if you don't, you're going to have a tough time with this message. And it means that you likely have bad karma to go through. That's why you don't believe in past lives. So I just hope all the best for this type of individual. And yes, I've had many, many people through the years who are highly gifted that confirmed to me, and I even had a lawyer that went to all his gifted people. And I said, why don't you go and verify that I was Benjamin Franklin, verify I was Tesla, and verify I was Rudolf Steiner, again, Einstein, and so many other people. You know, verify that I was all these individuals. And he came back and he said, Brian, it's true. This is an educated individual. This is that went and tested. Went to his people who are highly gifted. And if you're a politician, wherever you are in Canada, if you have access to highly gifted people who can actually discern even what I say in the broadcast, ask them to listen to the broadcast and ask them to discern if everything I said was true. You know, this is what you do. Put me to the test. You know, I'm not here to make you feel uncomfortable. I've got a very important task to do, and it's going to be difficult for me because I'm being asked to say and reveal certain facts that, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing, but I have to do it anyways. That's part of my spiritual contract. We have to do what we're supposed to do. We have all have a life contract, and we got that life contract from the 100% free will incarnation that we had before. We had 100% free will. And so we came into this matrix, and as we come into this matrix, the actual spiritual debts that we accumulated in the 100% free will, we came in with those debts along with other people's debts if you were tricked in another incarnation to take on other people's spiritual debts. It's a dog's bat. It's a dog's breakfast. And engineer, I'm going to need some water. I don't know if you can get me some water. It's okay. Just open the door. I don't care. You know, we can make this reality radio. And I'm going to need some water. My throat is drying up. And okay, I'm going to have the candy. Hang on for 1 second. See, I'm nervous. My throat is drying up because I have to be more relaxed, and the information is just very powerful, and my intent is not to hurt anybody, but I have to do and say what is necessary to save this country, save the United States, save Europe, save this whole planet. I have to do what is necessary, and today I'm going to do what is necessary. When I discern, I was in a special a meditation with the Father, and he said one thing to me. He says, do not hold anything back. And so I agreed. So normally I would sometimes hold things back, but he says, don't hold anything back. Tell the truth. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So those of you around the world, just want to let you know that our acting prime minister is Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberals. And here I've got some water. Thank you very much. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, that feels good. And then we've got the leader of the Conservatives. We've got Pierre Poilievre. And I don't know how many times I practiced that, but I did practice that a lot. And the leader of the NDP, We've got Jagmeet Singh, and then we've got the leader of the Green Party, which is Elizabeth May. I interviewed her years ago. I loved doing the interview with her. I also remember doing the interview with Jack Layton, fantastic person. He was at the time the leader of the NDP. And one of the things, folks around the world, this is a joke now. You know, what does really NDP stand for? This is a joke. Never die poor. And so I made that joke earlier today, and people started laughing, you know. But then I started to think about it. And even through my years of doing scientific research and everything else with my group, they've now retired. Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we do get old, and some of us have to retire. And so Professor Mackay, he's retired, and God bless him soul, and he's having a good time. So never die poor. The actual the NDP, it's all about that. It's about hard working citizens, Canadian citizens. I'm not comparing this to the rest of the parties, political parties. I'm not doing that. I'm just focusing on NDP. And these are individuals that work very hard, save their money, and they build their nest egg. Yes, thank you. That's what they build. And I thought that was really, really wonderful that I discerned the NDP were people that work really hard, kept their money, saved it, tried to save it for the future, retirement. And, you know, being a senior citizen, if you get into a retirement home, there's no question about it. Many of the retirement homes are taking advantage of the seniors. They're basically taking their kids' inheritance. And, you know, when you've got $5,000 to $10,000 a month that people are paying, if not more, to be in a retirement home, this is really crazy. This is not right. And there should be some sort of a government program right across Canada where people can do rentals to their home, build apartments, whatever, and whereby the parent or parents can be in one part of the house with a separate entrance and live with the rest of the kids. There should be some sort of program instead of having the children's inheritance go to these retirement homes. And if there's no one is alive at the time of the person's death, the retirement home takes all the money, or the church takes all the money. I just think that this has to be looked at. New government policies across Canada need to be introduced to promote protecting the children's inheritance, and by that you will also promote a construction boom. With these renovations, you know, it will help. It will help the economy. But what they are paying now, from what I understand, is way too much money. And what they get back, it's not worth it. So, anyways, we're gonna go to break now. But I had to, before we get into it, I had to explain a little bit about the matrix here again. So you got a 100% free will situation, and you come into this incarnation, and this is where sown and reaping is paid. This is where you go through your good karma or you go through your bad karma. And so phase two of this broadcast is we're going to basically take a look at the relationship between Canada and the United States, how it could have been, and how it's going to be. And I'm going to have some good news when I begin with this next segment. And when I say Canada, I will always include Quebec. People of Quebec, I love you. And so I need you to stay with us. We need to stay together. And we need to help each other out e-commerce-wise. And maybe even more. But this broadcast does not support any type of separation of provinces, breaking up separation of Quebec from the rest of Canada, Alberta from the rest of Canada. My gift, my spiritual gift, I'm not going to put up with any of that nonsense because it's total nonsense. I will not put up with it. and I will explain how I have the ability where I can make sure that I don't put up with it. So I'm going to come back. And so we are going to come back. I just need to get this out of my system. I had to take some water. And so part two of this broadcast, we are going to get into the heavy duties and the premieres. And I just want to welcome, let me just do this very quickly. Welcome Doug Ford of Ontario, Dennis King at Prince Edward Island, Francois Legault, Quebec. Again, I love Quebec. Tim Houston, Nova Scotia, and Susan Holt, New Brunswick, Webb Canoe, Manitoba, and David Ebby of British Columbia. And see, this is where I have to make these notes here. And I don't like reading notes. Scott Moe, Saskatchewan, Daniela Smith, Alberta, and Andrew Furry, Newfoundland and Labrador, and R.J. Simpson, Northwest Territories. Raj Palau is Yukon. Now, this one, I'm probably going to mess it up. P.J. Aki Agot, close enough, Nunavut, the province of Nunavut. And I want to welcome all of you. And if I did mess up your names, I'm sorry, but I'm trying my best. And I appreciate all of the hard work that you all do, all of the opposition leaders. I appreciate, and when I say I appreciate the Spiritual Council of the Light, which I'm an extension of the Spiritual Council of the Light, I am the eyes and ears of what goes on this planet. Anything and everything that goes on this planet is my business, particularly when it's going to hurt someone. If you're hurting someone, any country, whatever, it doesn't matter who it is, it's my business, and I will put in a vote with the Spiritual Council of the Light. If something has to be done, if they want me to do A, B, C, I will vote on it. If I agree, I will say yes. But I have the final vote on whatever needs to be done. One thing I want to make perfectly clear, I have not, under any circumstances, made any vote for World War III. In order for that to happen, I have to say yes, and I'm not going to be saying yes anytime soon. So anyways, we're coming back very shortly, and we're gonna learn a lot. You know, together we're going to learn. And so we're going to break, and when I come back, we're going to get right into heavy duty. So you are listening to Clarity Radio, and it's supposed to be posted on January 22nd, 2025. And this is what you're listening to, is the Bryson Summary Report. And this is intended for mostly government. And I'm asking the government assistants, their staff, to create a think tank and go over everything I've said. And when you listen to what I'm saying, you also got to ask the question, well, he just made this statement, but what is he saying that he's not allowed to say, but what does he really want us to get out of that statement? You need to wake up. You know, don't look at this as entertainment. I need you to get together and understand clearly what I'm saying. You need to interpret everything I say correctly in order to save this country. Good? Okay, we're going right now, and we'll be back very shortly after this next beautiful song by Beyoncé.
I'm gonna show you.